Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. This is Ruth Nabia of Daughter of Zion World Ministry bringing you the Word of God. God bless you for listening.
Day when Jesus washed my sins away. Praise the Lord, beloved. Thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. This is Rose Nabia from Daughter of Zion World Ministries and a foundation for the chosen generation. We are bringing you a word of God today entitled, Why Must We Born Again? Why Must We Be Born Again? That is a word from God to you, beloved. Many are called Christians, and yet they're still not standing in the way of being born again. So we are bringing you this word to encourage us, to all of us, to repent from our ways so that we may possess the blessing of the Lord. Before we start, I want to say a prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I submit my body, my mind, my spirit, my soul, my Lord, into your hand, O Lord. I commit this message into your hand, O Lord. I am a vessel. May your spirit speak through me. Anoint me with thy holy word, O God. Anoint my tongue. Waken my spirit, O God. May you bless them that are listening, my God. Sanctify. Let this word that are coming to bring repentance and sanctification unto your people and give them understanding of what your word means and what it means to believe in Christ and to possess the blessing. You are God. Reveal yourself through this word unto your people and all that joins us. May the Lord bless you for tuning in. I thank you, Lord. Let the word of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable unto you this day, my Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Our word, as we said, is coming from John chapter 3, verses 4 to... Actually, I'm going to read from chapter 1, verse 1 to 4. 5, actually. So, and I read John chapter 3. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered, verse 3, and said to him, Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born again? How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered, Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. Amen. That is the word, and that's where we had our title from. Why must we be born again? Why must we be born again? We have so many people that they call themselves Christian. They go to church every day, but they are really not. They are still staying in the outer part of the world. They say they are born again, but they are really in the world. So to let all of us be clarified and keep to the track of the course of Jesus Christ and to be able to possess the blessings, we must be truly born again. For we cannot be lukewarm. And being born again means that we have to come to Christ by the grace of God. For our descendant Adam sinned and died. And so if we remain in the sin and we do not receive Jesus Christ by our confession of the word of God, that Jesus is God's son and he was dead and rose again, accepting that and then working on that. When you say the word in Romans 10 verse 9, that Jesus is Lord, confessing with your mouth and believing that he's son of God, then you become a new kingdom. And by confession, you don't just confess in the church and then go home and go back to the world again. That is what's happening. It's not just a matter of saying it. The kingdom of God is for doing. The kingdom of God is daily advancing. So if you want to belong to Jesus Christ and possess the grace and all the blessings, to obtain the blessings of Abraham, we must be truly born again and stay in it. That's maintain the sanctification by the confession that we believe in Jesus Christ. And 1 Peter said, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed by the word of God. So when we are born again, when we confess Romans 10, verse 9, that we believe in Jesus Christ, that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart truly daily, then you start to depend on the word of God. Why are we bringing this word? Because there's a lot of confusion, or should I say, the word of God is not, to be in Christ is not an easy thing. It means that you must deny the world. It means that daily you have to carry a cross. You have to press on to be part of God's kingdom. So Adam died in sin and Adam became flesh. So the spirit and the intention of God for Adam was lost. Jesus came to purchase us, to take us back to God, and God is spirit, and the only way we can possess the blessing of Abraham and the promises of God is to be in spirit. So being born again, as I was asking the Lord yesterday, as this word came to my spirit yesterday as I was driving, I said, why? Then I was doing the why, and I was getting the answer. So to be born again and to possess the blessing, we must stand in the spirit. And to stand in the spirit means we have to be born of water by baptism, and of the spirit by walking in the spirit, accepting Jesus Christ, and then letting the light of Christ fall in you. Walk in it daily, as Jesus said, that no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he or she is born of water and of the spirit. So if you become a believer, you believe that God sent Jesus Christ, and Jesus is the risen Son of God, and he's seated upon the throne, the right side of the Father, you are born again. But there is a work to do. You don't, I met somebody who was asking me, so the work is so hard, and he was complaining. And I said, if I wanted to win, for example, somebody who is a prostitute, I'm not going to say, first thing first. So you go from step to step. So I'm winning somebody who is in such a life. If the person confesses with their mouth and believes, and I'm able to take them to church, there's a step-to-step work I am going to do with them. Now, both of us, because you say you believe in Christ, I'm able to win you to church. Or then there is a work to do. It is not just by saying the word, but there is a daily working to do by staying in the word. So staying in the word, which First Peter mentioned, that if you confess that Christ is Lord, you believe, you say you are born again. So let's say today I have said that, I've made the confession. I have to stand in it. Whoever is helping me to believe or carry the cross or stay in the will of God to possess the blessing as a blessed son of God or the promises of God, have to help me in the word, have to encourage me to read, because the word of God is what is going to sanctify you, bring the total. There's a lot of prayers you're going to go through, doing, understanding to do, and all of it is going to come by the word of God. That's why 1 Peter 1:23 says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God. The word of God is holy and is sanctified. So as we are reading the word of God, the word is reading us back and sanctifying us every day as we read it, because the Lord is the word. The word is the Lord. The spirit is the word. So to get to know the Lord, we must stand and stay in the word to be able to get a revelation to possess the blessing. So we can't just profess the blessing to people without they understanding the root of how they have to stand and then gain the blessing for themselves. So we bring in this word, as I said, empowerment, a regeneration for all of us to repent. If we say we are born again, we go into church without even knowing the cause of Christ. So the only way that we must be called the sons of God, John 1:12 says, as many as believe, he gave them the right to become what? The sons of God. So if we believe, as we said, Jesus said, you have to be born again and be in the spirit. So if you believe that Christ is Lord and Christ is the Son of God, you are the Son of God. You get the automatic blessing, heaven, honest that. And then one thing is staying in it and doing the will and proclaiming it. First John chapter 1:12 says, as many as receive him. So if you believe Jesus Christ, then you are given the right to become the children of God. Because Adam died. Adam died in sin in the spirit. And the purpose of God towards Adam was canceled. And Jesus wanted to redeem us. He came that we may have the promise of God that God intended for Adam. So Jesus came to die as a living covenant so that we may cross his blood, or the covenant will cross and bring us to be able to give us access to possess the blessing of the Lord in spirit. So in doing this, we must be children of the spirit to do what? To gain the blessing. If you don't walk in the spirit, you cannot be in the blessing. He said, as many that walk in the spirit, they are the sons of God. So if you are even born again and you don't even know the spirit mind, you have not dealt with the Holy Spirit, you cannot even stay or go the way of God. You always be crooked. You will be staying there. Years will come by and you will not know what you are doing. But if you get the mind of the revelation of the spirit and you walk in the spirit, Christ is the grace. Christ came, he died and bought us, purchased us through the cross so that we might be sons of the spirit. We might be the adopted sons to hear with him in the kingdom. That is the purpose of Christ. So if we believe, he said, but if we believe him, Jesus Christ, then we will become what? We believe that he's the resurrected king. We believe that he died for us. We believe that our sins are forgiven. We believe that God is holy and we must be holy. I mean, the word is going to renew us every day. So being born again, that confession is not just saying it and that's it. You must get a guidance. You must be a daily walk. Let's say I told the person I was counseling, I said, it was actually at a workplace, and I said, the word of God, if you confess to me today that we all witness that you are born again, you are confessing this, that Christ is Lord, he rose from the dead, and you believe in him, I am going to help you daily. I can't leave you like that, because if a child is born, they can't start feeding the child with what? Bones and meat. The child has to start from milk before they will grow to a state where they can chew with their feet. So the word of God, the kingdom of God is the same way. So if somebody is in the world and says, I am born again, we as evangelists or preachers or servants of God or disciples of God have to coach them and guide them, not just leave them so that some really love the Lord, but they are in the church. They just made the confession, just coming to church. They are not being guided to walk in the path of the rightful sheep. They are just coming and still doing what they were doing. But if we are able to coach them rightfully and guide them as new converts to stand in the word and to let the word be abide in their hearts so that the word would teach them, then they will be fully converted and holy and stand in the blessing. That is the word. So it says, as many as received, to them he gave the right to be children of God, to those who believe in his name. So there must be a believing to stand in the spirit. And children who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. So children of the spirit, because God is a spirit, and all that serve him must do so in spirit. So Christ came that the carnal Adam will be regenerated. We all had whatever Adam had as dead until we received Jesus Christ. So without Jesus Christ, the blessing of Abraham can never come. The promises of God can never be activated. To activate the blessing of Abraham, to activate the promises of the word, you must stand in the grace of God, in the light of God, in the spirit, to be a spiritual child of God, to be called adopted son of God through the spirit. That is what it is to be able to. Otherwise, you go to church. The reason for this message is people are giving up in the church and all that because they are not being told the truth. They are not either being cared for well or pastured well as in a sheep and the shepherd. So you need a daily coaching, daily help with the word. If your church is doing Bible studies, you're a new convert, you have to ask questions. Be truly involved in the word of God and teachings of God and how to be able to stand so that you fully get out of the world. Otherwise, the enemy will be mocking you. You go and stand in the pulpit and say, I am born again. And then the next time, the devil is still using you. The devil is still telling you, you cannot. And then he's confusing you and telling you that this is all right to do, this is all right to do, because you have not gained knowledge. And lack of knowledge, the people perish. So to obtain the blessings of, as in Galatians chapter 3, verse 12 and 13, Christ came to redeem us so that we may obtain the blessings. And to obtain, we have to confess, we have to believe in Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross, that he is the Son of God, and you come again to judge the living and the dead. And when we look at the book of Acts chapter 2, 37 and 8, when they started speaking in tongues in the day of Pentecost, the people asked that, so how can we do this? After Paul, Peter explained, he said, now when they heard this, after Paul explained about why the day of Pentecost and why they were speaking in tongues, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then this is the answer Peter gave them. He said, then Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Spirit. So we have to repent. Being born again is not just a confession, as people have wrongly misled people just because they want church members, just because they want their church to be full. But it is not about filling the church, but it's about people getting to the destination of the will of God. People possessing the kingdom, even here on earth, about the people who say they have professed Christ in the public, in the pulpit, not just coming to church, but they have a goal of a future, eternity. That they are being trained and groomed towards eternity, that they are being groomed and pastured towards the end of God's course, to a course of victory, to possess heaven, to be raised with Christ in truthfulness, in all its entirety. So that is what many churches are doing. It's just a matter of church members and what they want. But many have lost their focus on Jesus Christ. And the reason why the people who have professed before you, that they should change, they should be renewed in mind, they should stay in the word and stay in the confession they have made. That is not a lot the goal for many, because they don't want to say the truth. They just want to keep them that, and then they'll be preaching without even coaching the new people in the church to stay in the blessing or to bring out their gifts out of them. So unless we are born of God in spirit, unless we are born by water baptism, unless we are born again in the spirit, not physical, so that we may obtain the grace of Jesus Christ, so that we may stay and walk as children of Jesus Christ, of joint heir with Jesus Christ, that is how we will possess the blessing. Otherwise, you will never understand why people will prophesy to you. You go to church every day. Prophecies are coming every day because there's something missing. The missing mark is that maybe you have not been told the truth. You have not got the concept of Jesus Christ. You have not got the concept of the cross and the redemption and the reason why the covenant with the, of the blood of Jesus Christ. And I want to quickly read Galatians 3, verse 12 and 14 so that I will explain a little bit. But today we are encouraging you, if you are listening to Daughter of Zion World Ministries on Blog Talk Radio, if you are a minister, whoever you are, we are pleading with you that we all have to repent. And if we convert people, we must make sure we help them to the end to also come up as children of God, to get to, if they don't speak in tongues, to teach them the word, to coach them throughout the way so that they may also enter the kingdom of heaven, not just a mouth confession to the eyes of the people and becoming a church member for you, but they are being saved truly, genuinely, and in the will and the way of Christ because of Jesus Christ. So Galatians chapter 3, verse 12 reads, it says, Galatians chapter 3, 12, it says, yet the law is, I'm reading the wrong place. Galatians 3, verse 12, verse 13. Galatians 3:13 says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. And I want to read American Standard. I really like this translation. Galatians 3:13 says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, having become a curse for us. So that is why the whole focus before Christ died, before we gained the spirit, he had already told by revelation, because he said, we must believe, we must be born again. So to possess the kingdom of God, to be a child or to be joined here with Christ, it is needed that we must be born again. Being born again, not just a confession, but being born again truly as sons of God, staying and following and carrying the cross daily, making the word of God sanctify us from the world. Daily sanctification by the word of God, so that you are leaving the world where you were behind you, and you are staying in the incorruptible word of God by reading it, by attending class in your church, by you yourself picking your Bible to read and asking God to help you if nobody is helping you, by asking the Lord to actually lead you. Sometimes if you are desperate, God himself will reveal the word. He will come and teach you. He will be your teacher. You will realize that you will be doing a lot of things that nobody, it wasn't a pastor or any man of God who taught you, but it is the Lord himself who has showed you the word. Because he's the word. And they that seek him, they find him. Jeremiah 29, 12, 13, there about. He says, if you seek me, they that seek him find him. That is the word. And if you truly seek the Lord, you will find him. And if you are desperate for the Lord, if you have confessed that you are born again in the public or in a church, and you must search for the Lord through the word. You must search the word yourself. You must have a dedication on the word of God, because the word is God and the word is everything. The word speaks to us. The word is the holiness. The word dwells among us. The word lives in us. The word is Jesus Christ himself. So we are saying again, why must we be born again? Because to possess the blessing, as in Galatians chapter 3, verse 14, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit. So to receive every promise of the Spirit, we must be born again. We must understand the things of the Spirit to proclaim it. We must understand the concept of Jesus Christ. We must know that because Christ has defeated the devil, the enemy, the accuser of the brethren, he has defeated us with the blood, we can proclaim boldly that we are sons of God. We can proclaim boldly that we have the blessings of Abraham, and it will work. It is not just dead proclamation, but because the word has been revealed to you spiritually, you know who you are, you know what you are talking about. So when you are talking, the enemy is silent and they fight you, but they know who you are because they know that you know who you are. So that is why this word, it became so evident that I put it across my media, that why must we be born again? There is a misunderstanding. It's not just if you are born again and you say because of the grace, you can you can continue to sin. God is forgiving. God is loving. But they that love God go after God and they do the things of God. He says, you must be holy because I am holy. I believe in holiness. I will not subtract it for anything. We were not saved because of our righteousness, but the righteousness of Jesus Christ. But if you want to walk with Jesus Christ, stay in him and stay in the Spirit. Any son of the Spirit abides with the Lord, and the Lord abides in him. The word of the Lord abides with him. He cannot go contrary to the word because he is a son of the Spirit. He understands the mind of Jesus Christ, and he walks in them. So it's not that grace has abound, so we must continue that grace must abound. That is not good. So you may wonder that how come I've been in ministry, I've been in that for all this time, I've been in church for 12 years, and somebody who just got converted is progressing so fast because they caught the revelation of Jesus Christ. And maybe you have been religious, doing all the religiosity, and there's no result in being religious. It is about Jesus Christ. It is about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It is not about your denomination or religious doctrines or whatever they call it, but it is about understanding the mind of Jesus Christ and letting the Lord dwell in you and opening your eyes to see the cross and eternity. That alone changes your mind. You don't need no school, but you will be who God say you are because you've caught the revelation of the Lord through the Spirit, and you can possess everything. Good health will be yours. All the blessings all the blessings of Abraham will come to you through the blood of Jesus Christ in the Spirit, because you have the revelation. Getting revelation is to be sons of God, adopted sons of God through the blood of Jesus Christ, standing in it, proclaiming it, allowing it, meditating on the word, and carrying your cross daily through the word of God. And that is what we mean by we have to be born again. No one can possess the blessing of Abraham without being born again. That is it. It's like you cannot do anything. You cannot please God without Jesus Christ. You cannot go to heaven without Jesus Christ. He is the way. He is the key. He is the gate. No one can go to any other gate, no other way, but to pass through him. So if you think there is any other short way, then it means you are either becoming antichrist or you have lost totally. Because there is no other way to heaven. There is no other way, just as there is no other way to the blessing of Abraham than through Jesus Christ. And to get Jesus Christ, you must be born again by the word of God, the incorruptible word of God. Letting the word of God abide in your soul richly, purely, walking in the light, walking and living because of Christ and not for yourself, being low that Christ may increase in you. So that is it. There is no other way to please God. There is no other way to the kingdom of God. There is no other gate but the way of Christ. That's why he said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No, there's no other way. No one comes to the Father except through me. He is the gate to heaven. There's no short way. There's no shortcut. But by believing and going in the light and walking in the light and pressing on daily in the light and in the righteousness of the Lord. That is why we say why we must born again, because we don't want to be religious people. Always, years are going by. We are in another 12 months. 31st will come very soon. People have already written their resolutions. Years have come. Last year they wrote it. It has ended. They achieved nothing. And they are blaming God, or they are either quitting the church, or they are just, it's because there is no true revelation. Either revelation has lost in the church you are going, or you have not desired to know the Lord. If nobody is helping you and you really want to search for God, you will find him. If your soul is so hungry, anyone that thirsts for the Lord, they find him. You will find him. You will pick the Bible to read. You don't know how you are reading or what you are doing, but one day in a minute, the Spirit of God will come upon you. God will reveal himself to you. And it's an era that I know, I am a witness, that Christ himself is revealing himself to people, people who nobody thought they would even speak the word of God, or they will come to Christ. People who are deadly be judged by the world. But Christ is using such people to confound the wise, to make the world foolish, that it is they that they, he wants. It is not what man qualifies, but who Christ decides to choose, as he chose Paul. That's what it is. So let's walk in the light. Why we must born again is that because we cannot possess the blessing, because our resolutions can never be brought to light without accepting Christ. How are we born again? By accepting Jesus Christ, by denying ourselves, by being his disciple and walking in his steps, his teaching, by obeying the Lord of hosts, by walking and serving him in truthfulness, in holiness, and in everything. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all other things shall be what? Added unto you. So when you get the concept of the cross, Jesus Christ, hanging on the cross, becoming a curse for us, you and I, believing it, though we were not there, but by faith, you believe it. And by faith, you know that you want to possess it, you want to reach him, you want to know him. He will come to you. He will open your eyes to see all true faith. That is how and that's why we must be born again. To be able to let good health come to us, we must be born again and maintain the regenerated life. It is not, if you say proclaim, you can proclaim in a church that you are born again, and yet you are infiltrating yourself, you're born again and yet you are corrupted. You understand, your spirit is corrupted because you have not given up what you were doing when you were not born again. You have not sanctified yourself by reading the word of God, or by letting the word of God read you. By as you keep reading the word, you keep meditating and communicating with the word, the Lord reveals himself to you. That's the first thing in the word, through the word, because nothing can be done. Heaven cannot be achieved without the word of God. The word is God. Heaven and earth will pass away, but the word will never pass away, because the word is God, and God can never pass away. So I am encouraging you, my beloved friends and people, lovers of Christ who know the Lord, that we must make it a deal, a commitment, that when we are telling people or converting people in our churches, we must set time to teach them and groom them to the rightful course. Not because we want to populate our church with church members and brag about it. Now, the church members is so important than teaching Jesus Christ to the people. They care about church members who are all there, thousands of them, and I ask, have they all caught the revelation? Are they going to heaven? If Christ should come right now, are they all truly repented, or they are just churchgoers? So are we grooming churchgoers? Are we gathering churchgoers? Are we infiltrating the innocent to be churchgoers, coming to church 365 days a year with no results, with no resolution, with no regeneration, with no true repentance? You must repent, as Peter told the people. He said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, that in the name of Jesus Christ, for your forgiveness, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord loves. The Lord our God will call them. I think I mixed it up, but that is the book of Acts chapter 2, verse 37 and 38. You can read it for yourself. So there must be repentance. Jesus said you must be born again. Confessing in the church or confessing before an evangelist doesn't mean you are truly, truly born again. Though heaven has witnessed it, but there is a workload to do. You must carry the word. The word. Let the word sanctify you. You have questions, ask your pastor, ask the church you are in. Bother them with the questions of the Lord. And as you keep getting hungry by asking questions, to any elder or someone who is higher in the spirit or higher in the word, you get knowledge and the Lord himself will know what this man, this woman, this girl, this boy is after my heart. And I will show him myself who I am. Then the Lord will show you himself. He will teach you the word himself. The Holy Spirit will teach you the word without you even getting to call anybody. So first thing is we have confessed it. Are we staying in it? Are we really truly repented of the confession we made in Romans 10:9? That if anyone confesses that Christ is Lord, you are confessed. You have said it, but you are going to church. But have you really repented? We must be repented and be in the Spirit to be called adopted sons of God through the Spirit, through the blood of Jesus, to obtain the promise. We must be repented. We must walk in the Spirit to be sons of God. We must stay in the word of God to allow the Lord to sanctify us daily and until the day of perfection, until we reach our goal. I'll press on to the goal of victory. Let's keep pressing on by the word of God, through prayer also, through doing the things of the Lord, fasting. So it's a commitment. It's an entire, he said, that's why Christ said, if anyone has followed me, he must deny himself. First of all, carry his cross daily too. And what? Follow me. So it's a commitment. If you are not committed, you are just a mouth talker. You cannot follow Christ. You cannot possess the kingdom. You cannot be part of the kingdom. The kingdom of God has been forcefully advancing and the violent has possessed it with force. It is a violent denial to deny the world. It is the will. A strong, you must catch the revelation that denying yourself will bring you the glory of God, will bring you every grace you need, will bring you every favor, every blessing. Every blessing in the word of God will be open to you. You are not doing because you want to gain some money, but if you focus on Jesus Christ first, if you focus on the kingdom of God and his prosperity first, then every other thing will follow. Doors will open that you don't need to ask of. Things are going to happen that it will marvel you. So let's seek the kingdom in its truth, in its holiness, in its righteousness. Let us not use the grace of God for just like that. If we are housing or we are shepherding flocks that the Lord has led in our hands, let's not look at having members and thinking of money or just getting their tithe without leading them to eternity. But we have to bring back the concept, the vision of Jesus Christ, so that they may also gain the power. Because anyone who gain the knowledge of God will gain the power also to make every wealth they need, not just a financial wealth, but a health. Health is riches. If you are sick, you cannot go to work, you can't do anything. Health, to obtain anything, to be able to speak the word and let the word work for him or her, to be able to possess and stand and be able to talk to the Lord one-on-one through prayer, to be able to do things of the Lord in its truthness and its entirety and all in all. That is why we brought you this word, why we must be born again. And it's a common word. Be born again, you have to become born again. I'm a believer, and yet they are not believers. I'm a dad, I'm born again, and yet they are not really repentant. Without repentance, it cannot happen. Without repentance, you can watch. 5 years will come, and what the prophecy, if a prophet prophesied to you, or you have read all the good promises in the book, it won't be activated. you have to be repentant to allow the activation to take place. God, it is the Holy Spirit that works everything. You cannot infiltrate your body and be your right foot is here, your left foot is there. That doesn't happen in the kingdom of God. You either be hot or you are cold. The lukewarm people will be. He said he will spit you out. So there's nothing like trying to tell God that you are smarter. There's no smartness in this. It is about humility, humbling yourself before the Lord. That Lord, Hineni, here I am. Take me. I am nothing. Use me. Take me. I want to know you. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, O Lord, my God. Help me to understand you. Give me the strength. Give me the grace to understand you, to know you more. Teach me your path that I may walk in it. Teach me your way that I may stand in it. For you are my way. It is a total submission, total commitment. That is the way of eternity. That is the way you are going to gain that good health. That is the way you are going to gain the blessings of Abraham. Not just finance, as people think, but blessings is everything. Abraham was blessed. He was fruitful in childbearing, fruitful in health, fruitful in victory. He overcame every enemy, every war, everything that rose itself against Abraham. Abraham defeated them. So every blessing in Abraham, you will receive it if you stand in the word and focus on the way of Jesus Christ. That is the only way. And that is why we say we must be born again. Not just the word, or as people may say, oh, I've heard it. I have to be, I know. No, you don't know. There is a giving up. There is a repentance, true repentance. Otherwise, I can assure you, you can go to all the prayer meetings day and night. Nothing will happen. And that is it. I mean, God loves you. God loves them that love him. God wants people who follow him, who are truthful. You understand? So that if you are in continuous relationship with the Lord, he will never let the accuser put you down. He will never let the accuser take anything from you. Every good thing will come to you. Every good promise will open for you. That is the promise of God. That is the key. Let's focus on Jesus Christ and everything will be well with us. We are ending here, and I know that this message is going to be a series, because it's been boiling in me a lot, and I write them in pieces. I don't know, but I believe this is how we're going to enter 2013. We must be born again. We must be truly born again. Otherwise, we'll be wasting our time even going to church. I must tell you, wasting our time busy on getting members without thinking of, are they truly saved? Are they truly in the will of God? Are they truly going to see Jesus Christ when he returns? That should be our focus. Why we must be born again? Because we want all of us, one hand, one body, one heart. He said, and I'll give them one heart, one soul, and they will all come. There's a sweet word, I've forgotten the chapter, I think it's in Jeremiah something. And one way, and the one way is Jesus Christ. Let's walk in that one way. The only gate to God is believing, staying in him, staying under him, submitting to him, denying the world, and carrying your cross daily by the help of the Holy Spirit. I pray in this time that may the grace of God abound to you, wherever you are, whoever you are listening to me from Daughter of Zion on Blog Talk Radio. I pray that the Lord, if you are a minister, a pastor, whatever you are, I pray that the Lord shall visit you again, revive and stir you up so that you will begin to bring back. If the vision of Jesus Christ is dead or falling short in your spirit, I pray for a revival in your spirit, a rebirth, a stirring up in your spirit, that you bring it back and put it and teach your church folks, that they may walk in the light of God and be truly repented to obtain every blessing, to be under the will of God. That is the way. Jesus is the way, and there's no other way but Jesus Christ. I bless you with the blessings of the Lord. May the Lord help you and cause his face to shine upon you. May he bless you, you're going out and you're coming in. May the Lord shine his face on you. May the favor of the Lord come upon you. May he provide to you, if you're a minister, a pastor, a church member, whoever you are, may the Lord open doors to you that no man can shut. May 2013 be a year of grace, grace and abundance, favor, that no man will stand in your way. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed with the blessings of the Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, and may this word bring a revival unto your spirit, a stirring up, a repentance, and help you to understand the vision of Jesus Christ. This has been Ruth Nabia from Daughter of Zion World Ministries, and we'll meet again when the Lord wills. In Jesus' name, amen. Blessed. I'll build my house on the rock. The next song coming to you, it's called I'll Build My House Upon the Rock and Not on This World Shifting Sands, and an African song. Stay tuned.
Worship in your wooden young coupon. We Edi ensa kaun ni yehusa nyame uye. Yedu aduane ni yehusa aduane. Yemaye kra. Apara onyame. Ampara onyame. Ampara onyame. Nyame. Amen. Ampara
tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. This is Ruth Nabia of Daughter of Zion World Ministry bringing you the Word of God. God bless you for listening.
Beloved, we will meet again, and if you want to know more about us, we are Daughter of Zion World Ministries and a foundation and nonprofit also, and our website is www.dzwm.org. D in daughter, Z in Zion, W in world, M in ministries.org. A Christian organization and a ministry of Jesus Christ. Visit our website for more information and all our media programs. And you can support us also via our website, on our secured website. Any donation is acceptable. We are a 501c nonprofit organization. If you donate, you get a receipt for your tax purposes. And so we meet again. My name is Rose Nabia, your presenter today. God richly bless you. See you next time. Have a good time and a good season. God bless you, and I hope the next year will be a gracious, fully gracious year for you, in your favor. May the Lord favor you and cause you to shine above all your enemies. Blessings. Shalom. Amen.